chapter 12, Paul speaks of the great revelations given to him. I must go on boasting, though there is nothing to be gained by it. I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know, God knows. Such a person was caught up to the third heaven, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. On behalf of such a one I will boast, and on my own behalf I will not boast, save in my weakness. For if I wanted to boast, I would be foolish, for I would be speaking the truth. But I will not boast, lest anyone should account me above that which he saw me to be, or hears from me. By reason of the exceeding greatness of the revelations, that I should not be exalted overmuch, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, that I should not be exalted too much. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly will I boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in weaknesses, in injuries, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The motives of Paul's planned visit. I have become foolish, you compelled me, for I ought to have been commended by you, for in nothing was I behind the super apostles, though I am nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were done among you in all patience, by signs and wonders and mighty works. For in what way were you made inferior to the other churches, except that I was not a burden to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, this is the third time I have been ready to come to you, and I will not be a burden to you. For I do not seek your things, but you. For the children ought not to save up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will most gladly spend, and be spent for your souls. If I love you more abundantly, am I loved the less by you because of this? But granting that I myself did not burden you, you say I was crafty and got the better of you by deceit. But did I really take advantage of you by any one of them whom I have sent to you? I urged Titus to go, and I sent the brother with him. Did Titus take any advantage of you? Did we not act in the same spirit? Did we not take the same steps? You think all this time that we are excusing ourselves to you, but in the sight of God, we speak in Christ. All things, beloved, of your upbuilding. For I fear lest by any means when I come I should find you not as I would wish, and should myself be found by you such as you would not wish, lest by any means there should be quarrelling, jealousy, anger, hostility, slander, gossip, conceit, and disorder. I fear that when I come again, my God may humble me before you, and I may have to mourn over many of those who sinned earlier and have not repented of the impurity, sexual immorality, and sensuality that they have practiced.